Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... Fit for the Moon. This story was written by me, and it's based on a folktale from Mexico. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller Chip Cahoon. This is part 3, with more for you to see. If you missed everything before today, catch up at fablespodcast.co.uk. But if the story is with you, then let us continue. The sun slinked away, sulking. The moon had said she would only marry him if he could find some clothes that fit her perfectly. But everything he tried had failed. Tears fizzled around his eyes. He had been so looking forward to marrying the moon. She was his best friend, and she was so beautiful. And the wedding would have been amazing. It made the sun sad to think about how beautiful the moon would have looked in a wedding dress, with the veil covering up her face until that moment where he was allowed to kiss the bride. And suddenly, an idea popped into his head. That was it! That was an item of clothing he could get for the moon! Something that would fit her perfectly, no matter what size she was. The sun flew back to Earth. There he saw the shining seas, a vibrant blue. They were precisely what he needed. He flew over the seas, waved his hands, and said, "So that there's a happy end to this tale, change these seas into a long wedding veil." And in a flash, the seas became a long, gorgeous, shimmering blue wedding veil. Jubilantly, the sun took the veil to the moon for her to try it on. The veil just needed to sit on top of the moon's head, with some of the fabric covering her face while the rest trailed away behind her. There was no denying it. The sun had found an item of clothing that fit her perfectly. The moon knew she had to marry the sun now. And as she thought about it, she realized that she was actually very happy to marry him. The sun had shown that he really did care about getting things right for her. And he had been rather clever. The moon knew he would be the perfect husband. So, that's exactly what happened. The sun and the moon were married with a splendid wedding. The most splendid wedding the Milky Way had ever seen. And they both moved to live in the space around Earth. One way you can know this story is true is by looking up in the sky around Earth. Both the sun and the moon are still there together today. Be careful not to look straight at the sun, though. Since marrying the moon, he's become very hot. Hot enough to hurt your eyes. Another way you can know this story is true, though, is by watching the moon every night. You see, she never cancelled the magic that changed her size every day. And if you measure her every night, you'll find you still get a different measurement every time. And if you're still not convinced, here's one last piece of proof for you. Ever since their wedding, the moon hasn't taken off her veil. She loves wearing it too much. But remember, the veil was made from the seas. And so as the moon moves around the earth, the seas follow after her. Take a trip to the seaside and you'll see. The waters go backwards and forwards depending on where the moon is in the sky. Put all these proofs together, and you can be sure that the sun and the moon had a very happy end to this story. That was the tale of Fit for the Moon. Thank you for sharing it with me. We'll be back next week when a woodcutter needs to chop down trees to make some chairs to sell for money to buy some food, which he needs to eat to live. Easy, you might think. But then the trees start talking to him. You won't want to miss it. To make sure you don't, make sure you are subscribed to our podcast. Or, if you don't want to wait, why not become an epic explorer? Then you can enjoy every story all at once, to listen to, watch me tell for you, and even have delivered to you through the post. And you know, if you get the book, you can also jump right into the story through the amazing illustrations by incredible artists, like Corky Paul, the illustrator for Winnie the Witch. There are two new stories every month, plus two bonus stories that only epic explorers get to see. Ooh, and the stories never disappear either. You can go there and devour almost 50 stories right now. To become an epic explorer, just put on your sweetest voice and ask your grown-up to sit with you as you go to fablespodcast.co.uk. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon!